I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. For this weekend's big story in the Quad City Times, reporter Barb Ikus shares what she saw while touring local tunnels. It's the latest installment of her off-limits series, in which she visits locations that the public usually doesn't have access to or doesn't even know of to begin with. So Barb, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Ben.
Where are these tunnels and what did you find?
We're crawling with tunnels around here. They're everywhere, but the ones I went to are under Moline High School, Davenport West, and Rocky. Just about any school built before like 1970 has these tunnels under them. Some are navigable, some are way too small and you just have to crawl, but the three I went to were like huge.
And why do we have these tunnels?
They had a utility purpose. I mean, like literally the utilities. They were steam tunnels. Used to be that schools were heated by boilers, usually coal-fired, if they're that old. Like Rocky's really old. It was built in, I believe, 37. So they had to get the pipes through the building somehow, and so they dug these tunnels, usually the actual footprint of the building. So they're the same size as the school. So if you can imagine the hallways at Rocky, underneath that is an almost identical footprint. So they're huge. And so they have all these pipes for heat and pipes for water, and now, of course, that stuff's, you know, now there's little fiber optic cables and all this sort of stuff, but you can't very well fill a tunnel, so they're still there. They get used a lot for storage these days, but they're really cool spaces.
What was it like walking through them?
It gave you a real feeling of isolation, like, you know, the subterranean does that to you anyway, but they were the same. All three high schools had similarities for sure, but they also had their differences. And like Rocky, we went to last, and I was glad because it was small. I mean, the ceilings were low, and I'm pretty claustrophobic. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do it. But at like Moline, they're huge. The ceilings are, probably 10 feet high, and, you know, there's a width of, in some places, 20 feet. And then they have these huge heat ducts, ductwork that you could drive a golf cart through. So, I mean, the spaces to accommodate the stuff that's in there is really big. And there was just interesting stuff that we found. It's because these places become sort of dumping ground for old things, old athletic trophies, and just a lot of cool stuff.
And where are some of the other tunnels in the Quad Cities besides schools?
Just about every school has one. Of course, there's one here at Augustana College. Kai Swanson took us through it for a different off-limits when we went to Old Main. You would be surprised. Old hospitals had them. You know, a lot of people have written to me, more than a few people claim that there was a tunnel dug under the Mississippi River to the Rock Island Arsenal. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe from Rock Island Arsenal under the river to land. I haven't been able to confirm that yet, but you'd be surprised how many tunnels we have.
Was there anything else you wanted to mention about tunnels in the Quad Cities?
Yeah, don't ask me to go to any more. We heard from a lot of people about tunnels. People are very curious about them, and they're just so interesting, and nobody ever gets in them. So we had lots of readers ask me to do that, to go into some of the tunnels. And these, like I said, these were okay because they were so big, but I will continue to investigate what other tunnels we have. I'm just not going to promise I'm going inside. I'll send a photographer.
How do you guys find out about these locations? Do people call in or email the Times?
Yes, that happened for sure. But I mean, I'm a native. I've been here my whole life. So there were a lot of places on my list when I started the Off Limits series that I was always curious about. But anymore now, you know, I've sort of exhausted my list. So I'm relying a lot on other people's ideas, including the tunnels. And I hope they keep them coming because the series is a blast.
Thanks for your time, Barb.
Thank you.
That's Quad City Times reporter Barb Ikus. You can read her big story about tunnels in the Quad Cities in the Sunday edition of the Times or online at qctimes.com. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.